You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today we're talking about injuries and training through injuries, when you should, when you shouldn't. We've got Devlin Eden with us on the podcast. Dev, nice to see you. Question from Glynis that was posted in the forum. Glynis said, the last few weeks I've had a bit of a niggle in my right hamstring and also right by her right knee. On the side, she thinks it's the fibula and the pain shoots down to the side of the calf and it's not too pleasant. I still did my long 2.5 hour run on Saturday, but was aware of the dull aches. Also, left glute by the attachment also doesn't feel right. Only have a few weeks left of my 12-week training plan, and tomorrow is more intervals, but I don't want to aggravate this niggle anymore. What advice would you give to Glynis? I mean, this is obviously very specific to Glynis. We've dealt with it in the forum, but a lot of people sit with similar situations where they're struggling with an injury. When do you take time off? When do you push through?
Yeah, so I think sort of the first rule of thumb ultimately is you don't push through. So there's different severities of injuries, whether it's a full-blown injury or just a niggle and a little bit of pain and discomfort. Ultimately, we don't want, even if it is the slightest of niggles, we don't want that to then manifest into something more serious. So our recommendation is always going to be to either really reduce your volume and take all intensity out of it, if it is something that is minor, something like maybe a little bit more stiffness and tightness, or if we are dealing with something that could become a little bit more painful in those runs, is to actually take some time off. If you don't, and I know Glynis mentioned there, she felt a little bit of niggle, bit of pain, and then went and did a 2.5 hour run. Now that is something, and we all fall into the trap. We kind of feel that, you know what, I can push through. It's not that bad.
Take it, see how it feels.
Exactly. And then later that night, you're sitting with your knee that's the size of a balloon and it's wrapped in ice bag and everything. So we don't want that to be happening. We don't want to push that and risk any further injury. So that is the first rule of thumb. Take a bit of time off. Again, we've spoken about it so many times about taking a couple of days off. I would rather lose a couple of days in training and just allow your body to maybe, if it is a bit of inflammation, a bit of aggravation, to calm itself down a little bit, do things like resting, maybe a bit of foam rolling and trying to recover. Rather that than being out for 6 to 8 weeks with a minor tear or a hairline fracture or any of those sort of injuries. We don't want that to manifest. That is the first thing. And then, yeah, ultimately, we don't always know what we're dealing with. So if you do have access to seeing a physio as well, or even a doctor, if it is that sort of injury and something that we need to look at, is getting that professional advice. So we actually know what we're dealing with. It makes our recommendation regarding training also that much easier to just fine tune it for you a little bit more, rather than us sitting with some guesswork and not being able to totally evaluate what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Well, Glynis, I hope it's feeling better. And that is, it's a difficult one because, again, people don't want to take time off, especially if you are forced to take a week or two off. You better serve doing that than pushing through and then breaking down completely, as you said, and missing weeks and even months of training. Exactly. So that is the challenge. Until next time, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.